following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hi, and welcome to Wilson Wednesdays.
Are we here? We're ready. Really?
Look who we have.
I can't believe we made it to Wilson Wednesdays.
We're really doing the Brady Bunch pictures now.
No, it's either that way or this way. Anyway. Hey, well, I'm Jeff. This is Bethany. And this is Wilson Wednesday. And this is Bill and Joy Welsh.
You may know them.
As?
You may have seen them. As my parents.
Parents.
Fabulous parents.
You know, I just had this thought. What if you scoot close to the screen and you let people see who you look most like?
Okay.
Just look at this.
Like do a side-by-side?
A side-by-side.
But they might not be on the same side.
Well, no.
Who do I look most like?
We'll let people decide. That was a
you
free
can
one.
Decide.
I don't know.
I get a lot of my dad, people say, especially some facial expressions. They'll be like, oh, that was just like your dad.
Yeah. But I understand you have my laugh.
Yes.
That's what I've been told.
I have your laugh and your hands and mannerisms for sure.
You still are.
Oh, yes. Look at that.
Your thumb's a little different, though.
Let me fix it.
So let's go with the obvious question that most everyone will know the answer to, but we'll do it for maybe those people who are just joining Refuge and trying to figure out who everyone is. Let's go, how long you guys have both been at Refuge and what you do at Refuge.
Wow. Well, the first one is a solid answer. The other one's all over the map. But
yeah. I've been here 23 years.
23 years and a month and a half. About 23 years and a month.
Yep.
All right. 1997.
And you do?
Well, I preach and I teach and I do some music and I try to lead. I think I'm probably
and
more.
You're great. No, we're not going there. You're
I think I'm more of a visionary sort of person.
Yep.
And there it is. Go make it happen.
Yeah, your pastor.
Senior pastor. That's how that works. Yeah. And I do women's ministry. I'm over women's ministry and anything to do with retreats and luncheons and all of those.
And you're beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I think both of you have instilled in Refuge the person, the people, the importance of people and caring for people and shepherding people. So above just job titles is the idea that we need to love people, pray for people, have conversations with people, be in each other's lives.
Yeah.
So I think that's definitely a legacy that both of you guys have left.
Yeah, we're very grateful that I think we learned that in some of the early fellowships we were part of in Long Beach with Inner City Ministries. That was all about one person at a time. And that was the big deal, realizing that the big deal, whether it's a street person or somebody that walked in the coffee shop, they mattered. And then Sky Valley.
Or the person that comes in with all the diamond rings on and stuff.
Yeah.
All the fancy stuff.
Yeah.
Everybody's just somebody.
Chuck and Wanda Worley also showed us that.
Yeah.
Right. I meant to include them in the people that taught us hospitality when I was talking about that yesterday. But yeah.
Yeah, Wanda.
So what do you guys miss about being at Refuge, meeting at Refuge like we normally do? What do you miss most? Having the doors wide open, I guess.
The thing that I miss the most is being together at Refuge.
Yeah.
I miss the smiling faces. I miss the fellowship. I miss the opportunities to speak into people's lives. I miss being able to look at someone's eyes and kind of have
and read their lips.
And have the
I think it's the freedom without the restriction. And now there's so many eggshells we're all walking on. Are you comfortable with an elbow bump or a fist bump or a hug or a high five or should I not? Anything. And, and the face masks and all that.
Yeah.
So we're navigating it with frustrations, but learning how to lay those frustrations aside and realize that's still a person. I'm still a person. Mm-hmm. And we're here.
That's the thing is, I've got this.
picture or sign?
Oh.
Or object in your home and share a little bit about it?
Oh, Oh, you want a picture or a sign with our name? Is that what you're asking
Anything.
For?
Anything.
Yes.
An object. Oh, yeah. The sign. The sign.
There's our sign. This is us. And this is when we were established, 1973.
I love that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Aww. And then, so what is the another object from your home that kind of is important or kind of symbolizes who you are? The other picture you brought, I think. Yeah.
I didn't actually bring the picture.
Oh, okay. No, Liz. That's the thing then.
Okay. Now it's just a question of what that thing is.
What is it? Yeah.
It's a picture of all of our family.
Yeah.
It's just that.
Oh, how many?
To be able to look
us?
At it and see the legacy that's there.
There's 18 now, right?
18.
Yeah.
18. Mr. and Mrs. Adams.
Yes.
And now.
Mr. and Mrs. Adams.
Yeah. There's one less Miss House in the world. All the Misses are now Mrs.'s.
All those who were a Miss are now Mrs.
Mrs.
That's a better way to say it.
Mrs. So what do you guys enjoy doing together during this time, this shake up and change up of your schedules and all that stuff? Have you found some new things that, I mean, you guys have always kind of played games together at home and.
We're doing that more now. We're doing it more.
You're taking a couple of drives.
And he's feeding me more.
Oh, that's not true. He's
depending on the game, if it has to do with words, Dad's got it.
She lets me win.
Wait, on that real quick, is it Joy? Is it that you are you? Who's are you? Well, you're competitive, so like Bethany and I play, and she's not super competitive, so she's like,
care.
I don't care. You can win, but I think you're competitive. You're both competitive.
Yeah.
Say it again. You're competitive. Go ahead and say that.
You're competitive.
Ring the bell on that.
So it makes it more fun when you have somebody who's actually competing. Because for us, it was like not fun for us to play games because I like didn't really care if I lost.
I don't care.
And so it's not fun. He's not trying to win.
Well, you know, that's why for me, games of chance are really more fun.
Yeah.
Because it's just, it is what it is. I don't have to think about whether I'm winning or losing.
Sorry about
that.
Like Uno or something like that is a good one.
Yeah.
More chance.
Or Five Crowns is what we've been playing. It's a card game or playing dice.
Farkle.
Yeah.
Farkle. Yeah. And Dad, you said more drives.
What's that?
More drives.
Yeah, we've done a few drives. Mm-hmm. We did one on Mother's Day all the way down the coast to Dana Point and then up to San Juan Capistrano. And we've been hunting for open coffee shops and open restaurants, which are obviously now shut down a little more.
They're outside.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everything moved outside.
Yeah.
What was the thing that you guys couldn't wait for after some restrictions were released? What are some things that you couldn't wait for to get back to?
Yeah, I have an answer. I wanted TJ Maxx to open.
Oh, yes.
So now they've opened. I don't know if they're, I don't know what that means for them.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
But we love TJ Maxx. And I love how now they have everything on their shelf socially distanced from the other product.
It's true. There's aisles that are completely empty.
Wow.
And they have little masks on the bottles of shampoo.
We went into a Thai restaurant the other day and the little statue of the woman who's Swarika. You come in, little statue had a mask on the statue.
That's awesome. You should do that, how you put your glasses on statues around town.
I see a compilation coming.
I see it.
Something to do during this time.
Yeah.
I see faces with masks. Okay. What is something God's been teaching you in this season?
Mm, yeah.
Well, I think for me, it goes back to, I can't stop thinking about how the first century church and all the way up into the second and third century they didn't have buildings like we have buildings. They would meet in people's homes, and somewhere along the line, somebody said, "Hey, it was a great meeting today. When do we get together again?" They said, "Well, let's you know, do it tomorrow night, at maybe a little bit earlier." And then somebody said, "Let's just make a schedule." And they had schedules and places, and all that is kind of up in the air right now. We were talking about that earlier today with Pastor Alan and Pastor Jeff, who's sitting right here, about new restrictions. And it's just reminding me again what we earlier said. It just really comes, the church, it just comes back to people. Yeah. The schedule and the places we call sanctuary, they're secondary. The primary thing is people being drawn to Jesus, and every one of them is a big, 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 big deal.
Wow. So, one of the main things that I've learned is walking with the Lord alone. Mm-hmm. Just that centering in and encouraging everybody else that I'm in contact with to center in, because at the end of the day, we stand or fall alone. Mm-hmm. And we may not be able to be together, but what is my walk with the Lord? What is my relationship with Him? How do I talk to Him? How does He talk to me? How can I strengthen myself by being in contact with the Lord, being in the Word? Am I in the Word to hear what God has to say to me? Or am I in the Word to teach something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that somebody else gets what God's saying. Mm-hmm. And I miss it completely because He was really speaking to me, but I was planning on it a different way.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
And I think that was a big thing for me today. And I know I texted you guys about this earlier. We have a family text stream, and you know, question was, how are you doing and how are you feeling and all that? And I went a little too long for a text, but the bottom line of it was just realizing that I need to get back to that, what Joy was talking about, that my own rhythm of just time with Jesus, a real Devo time that I had turned into cardio time, going out and walking fast and getting exercise and weighing myself before and after. And the biggest weight is the weight of the soul, and I had allowed that to diminish a bit. Mm-hmm. So it feels so right to just be back in that rhythm again. Yeah.
So what's something that you guys, we got a couple of minutes here. What do you guys, what would you want to say to Refuge? People are watching today. What would you want to encourage them with?
I want to show you this, and I'll say it around this. This is one of my favorite items in my office. And it says, "Tell Adullam." And it's a sign that I did not steal. It was on the ground when I was hiking in Israel. And it marks the place where David had hid out in a cave when he was depressed. And he just, he came to his senses one day and realized, what am I doing in this cave? And in this season, don't let yourself get caved in Adullam. Find yourself in the sunlight, walking with Jesus, staying close to Him. That's the core of everything that you do. And, you know, staying connected with believers in little groups of you and another person or a handful of people, but get time with Jesus, and it'll turn into every hour, really, is you're walking in the presence of Christ, but take some special time and get out of your cave. Don't get caved in.
Mm-hmm. This is our speed round.
Ready?
Bethy's going to do the speed round.
Okay, favorite movie?
Driving Miss Daisy.
Aww. Favorite food?
Oh, Thai food.
I was just going to say the same thing. Yeah.
All right.
The Thai food. So what? Favorite game?
For right now?
Five Crowns is my favorite.
Backgammon. Backgammon.
Yeah. We didn't ever play backgammon.
I chess.
But the backgammon is competitive.
I can't do that. I can't even play Othello.
Uh-uh.
Okay, favorite ice cream?
Vanilla, coconut milk vanilla with coconut sprinkled on it and nuts sprinkled on it and chocolate on top.
Oh. I just gave you the base. Something with, not caramel. Like a rocky road sort of a thing.
Yeah.
Pecans. Put pecans in there.
Is yours dairy free as well?
No, it should be. We usually get either almond milk or coconut milk ice cream like these days.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
All right.
You want to pray for us?
Time's up.
All right. Thanks for coming to Wilson Wednesdays.
Our family. We love you guys.
Aww, we love you guys. You too. Lord, we thank you for this time.
It's timing, friends.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Just being alive.
And how you stop
Cancel
this.
Cancel it.
There you go. Let's start that again. Here we go.
Thank you, Lord, for this time that we get to be together. And just thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness through the, especially through this season, Lord, being able to see you speak to us all individually, speaking to us the same thing. A lot of what my mom and dad have talked about of continuing to have that strong personal walk with you. And I just pray that you would enable us to do that. You would fill us with your spirit and your power to do what you've called us to do. And I just lift up my parents to you and pray that you would just continue to lead them and guide them in everything that you call them to today, tomorrow, Lord, day after day, that as you speak to them, Father, that you would be just their strength and the lifter of their heads. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I almost got through, sorry.
He comes by it honestly.
Yeah, honestly. Oh,
thank you guys for being on.
Bye, everybody.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.